coming for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara and my old pal Siobhan O'Connor is on the line. Hiya Siobhan.
Trina Mara, I've missed your happy tones, but it's great to hear you this weekend.
In a past life, myself and Siobhan, I'm Siobhan's producer, wasn't I, in a past life for many, many years. So I know you more than anybody in the world, probably.
You do, and I think you always know the people you work with the most. And we were back in the day hobnobbing with the likes of, well, I know you met Kylie, and I was meeting Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. But now we're thick deep in nappies and all things parenting. Yeah. So we've totally changed tack.
Actually, Siobhan, I have to pull you up on that one, because did I or did I not see a photograph of you still hobnobbing with Bill Murray during the week?
Indeed you did. And you can check it all out on my new site. I'll give it a gratuitous plug here, arewenearlytheryet.net, where we have the video up of us kind of stalking Bill Murray, which sounds really creepy. But Trina, he was in the golf course where my mom and dad play golf in Connemara in the golf links. And a little birdie told us what time he was going to be teeing off. And we'd heard on the radio that he really fancied a potato sambo. So my little Erin prepared the sandwich herself for him. And we basically got to meet him in person. And he was thrilled with a potato sambo.
You brought Bill Murray a potato sandwich to the golf course. Oh, your gas.
Yeah, he put it in his golf bag. I don't know if he tasted it, Trina. I can't be sure, but he was calling it a potato sandwich. Don't you know?
So you still kind of have it in you, still stalking celebrities, despite the nappies.
I'm just going to blame my Erin now. I'm just going to blame my Erin for stalking the celeb.
So speaking of which, Erin is starting big school. For the first time, how are you feeling? Erin's your eldest, so how are you feeling about this whole transition of going from being your baby to being a junior infant?
You feel sort of sad but delighted, because we all know what COVID has been like. And I'm quite pragmatic, but reading this little song, this little book song, to kind of songy book thing, the kissing hand to her, we sort of sang a bit of as well. And I'll play you a clip of that now in a second. You know, it was really, really kind of, it just sort of brought it all home to me that she's the eldest, that this is a sort of a monumental moment. It's never going to be the same again now.
I'd say now you'll be well able now for the school gates and doing all the mammy things that all the mammies do, because you talk to the wall. There's going to be other
Motherland.
Oh, Motherland is just the best ever. We're actually going to have one of the actors on the show very soon. But I think that you'd be the type now. You'd be going to all the activities and arranging all the play dates and all that kind of thing, whereas I'd be more shy.
Oh, Trina, you're not shy at all. That's BS, as we know. But it's more those kind of feelings, how to deal with it, what to do. And to be honest with you, before I went into massive research with this and chatted to a primary school teacher from this new site called Match.ie, I really, really didn't understand that. I've been digging it up to the point where I've been like, this is going to be absolutely amazing. And apparently you're not supposed to do that. Because then when they get there and they arrive in school, it's all overwhelming and it's a big letdown. Okay. So I've been overselling it, right?
Okay.
That's the first tip I'll give you.
Is Erin feeling a little bit anxious about starting school, or how does she feel?
Yeah, anxious is the thing. It's going between... So I have a very good psychotherapist friend, right, called Siobhan Murray, and we're hopefully going to be working together on a podcast. But she was telling me about the fact that anxiety and excitement are the exact same emotion. There is no difference. So when your child is hobnobbing between getting so excited and then really anxious the next minute, you think, oh, this is not good, but that is completely normal because it's the same emotion. It's just like flipping it a bit. So that's exactly the way I describe Erin. One minute she's like, I'm not going to Belgrove. And the next she's going, oh my God, I can't wait to go to Belgrove. So it's kind of those two emotions, which are the same emotion. So the top tip is talk to your child about their feelings. Now, we all, I don't know about you, Trina, but I think you're the same as me. We were all told to brush our feelings under the carpet when we were young. So, you know, this is a whole new thing for us, right? That's number one. And the other thing, which I thought was a weird one, go for a practice run before the actual big day. Because, you know, I'm terrible with time.
Really? Really? I would never have said that. All the years of working with Siobhan O'Connor, I used to lie to Siobhan. When I was Siobhan's producer, I used to lie and I used to say, Siobhan, you have to be at this hotel for, say, 3 o'clock, when really she didn't need to be there till at least 4:30. But it was just to get her there for 4:30.
But listen, Trina, I've got better because of kids. But having that practice run, we have done it. We have walked to the school. It only takes 5 minutes to walk there because it's right around the corner. But you know that bit of getting up in the morning. Now, we've had the Montessori, you've had the creche, so you know that. But we were always quite, a couple of minutes. Most parents, they didn't have to be there exactly on time for the Montessori or the creche. But for school, apparently, it's absolutely getting in on the dot.
Yeah, well, I'll admit to something yesterday, Siobhan. Yesterday, we got to preschool at 10:30. And what? Normally it's 8:30. Like, it just wasn't happening.
That's not you. That's so not you. You're normally always at 10:30.
Yeah, but sometimes out of your control, it's like the kids delay you because they won't get their shoes on, or you're trying to do the hair in the plaits the certain way they want their hair done and you can't get it right and you have to start all over again. I'm sure you have this as well.
Oh, the knots and the hair are just nightmares, aren't they, in the mornings? And that's why another thing, brush the hair at night and in the morning before school, definitely, because, you know, those knots in the morning, Anna's hair is really long as well.
So do you have the plan in place then, like the baths and all that kind of thing, or the night before? Don't be even thinking about putting the child in the shower that morning.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And just some tips as well, you know, involve them in the lunches so they're not going in the morning, I didn't want that. So kind of pretend they decided on the fruit and pretend they want to say the popcorn instead. And of course, don't bring nuts. I did that last time. Oh my God, I brought nuts to the Montessori. No nuts allowed anywhere. Remember?
No. Yeah, yeah. Because kids are allergic and you can't even have them in the air. Isn't that it? Yeah.
Don't bring nuts. So this whole thing is on my brand new travel and lifestyle site, arewenearlytheyetyet.net. The next one is go school shopping. I did this, even if you're buying cheapest chips, you know, stuff that you get in all the local places that we know are good deals, it's definitely worth getting the new things, because I know you've probably all done this because obviously school is starting this week, but just a good little thing, even before, maybe on the Sunday night or the Sunday day, buy a little new thing, even if it's pencil, just so they have something new. And then create a goodbye ritual, which I thought was a bit mad, but apparently loads of psychology states that if the child's a bit anxious, do the see you later alligator thing. I mean, I know you and me, Trina, would be hopping around the school like nutters, but apparently this really works. And another thing which I found really interesting, don't sneak away. I was planning on sneaking away, but apparently it's a bad thing to do because then they don't trust you that you're not coming back.
I remember, this is terrible to say this, I'm going to need therapy after this. I remember as a child in primary school, I was always the last child left waiting at the gate to be collected. So when it comes to collecting them as well, being on time, very important, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. That's
Do you feel
terrible
sad for me?
Dream.
I know.
You're scarred for life.
Obviously, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's another thing. So they know you're coming back. Bring a comforting little item with them, like, you know, like my Erin loves her Snowy. And then just have her little doll or little teddy. Just always have something that they remind them of home. And then that little story, which I'll play a clip for you now, it's called The Kissing Hand, Trina. It's so adorable and it'll have all the mammies crying. But the other thing is routine is crucial. It's coming up to the days before the school starts. Make sure they're going to bed early. I might go to bed at the same time as me. I'm disastrous. So I'm really worried about this.
So you're offering the advice, but you're not necessarily doing it yourself.
Well, I started trying to do the early night nets. It's really working out fantastically well. And another point that is important when you get back to school, trust the teacher because they're the professionals. We often feel like that we've all the answers, but like if the children are, you know, struggling or whatever, the teacher is there, and we've got the best teachers in the world in Ireland, so they'll handle all the upset, and then you'll be there at the gates afterwards to collect them. But I have to say, it's very emotional.
And how is your other little one coping with the fact that, because I mean, the two of them, they're like peas in a pod, always together, coping with the fact that her sister, her big sister, is going off to school and she won't have her there all the time?
Yeah, well, Ayla is starting, she can't say squirrels, so little squirrels, she's starting her Montessori, so she's all excited. And I think the second one seems to toe in line more and not be as anxious as the first one. I can see the different personalities now. And the other one, the youngest one, is as tough as nails, Ayla. Falls everywhere, bashes into things, couldn't give a damn. Whereas the other one is such a drama queen. I don't know where she gets that from, Trina.
Play us a little song there you were talking about, Siobhan. What is it?
There it is, Trina. This is it. It's actually not a song. It's an actual story, but I sang it to her. But here I am doing my
little rendition. Here we go. Siobhan trying to be a pop star again. Okay, go on.
The Kissing Hand. And here's Erin's reaction.
Airy, big school on Tuesday. How are you feeling, Pet?
A little bit nervous.
Oh, Pet. Well, you know what? I want to tell you the story. It's called The Kissing Hand. And it's a little bit of a song, a little bit of a story. It's about this little raccoon named Chester.
Chester!
Who was anxious about leaving home and going to school. So his mommy decided to share a family secret with him, the kissing hand. Mm. She gave him a kiss on his paw. So I'm going to give you a kiss on your hand. And told him to press the kiss to his cheek whenever he missed her. Isn't that so cute? Mm-hmm. And then you can do that when you're missing Mommy and Daddy. And here's a little bit of the song.
I know how scary it can be to go out on your own, to leave your favorite books and toys and mom and dad at home. But if you dare to take a step, you'll see what's waiting there. You just might find a friend or two with toys and books to share. So open up your hand real wide and feel that loving kiss that rushes straight into your heart. And just remember this: a kissing hand upon your cheek will warm you through and through. A kissing hand upon your cheek means I love you.
Aerie, what do you think?
Good.
Oh, do you think that makes it all seem a bit better about school?
Yeah, and it said kissing hand.
Kissing hand. You're going to love it, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, Siobhan, we'll let you go. I hope that you won't be an emotional mess. Is it Monday that she's starting?
It's Tuesday at 9:30, and it's all staggered times because of the COVID situation. But I think, you know what?
Yeah.
Once they get in the door, it'll be great. And I'll tell you how it goes down next week, Trina. Hopefully you'll have me back on, will you?
Yeah, I totally forgot about the whole, I can't believe I forgot about it, but the whole COVID thing and kids starting school, how different it must be for them as well.
That's right. So they can't have the preliminary teacher meeting where you kind of meet the teacher. So you're literally, they're kind of cold going in. So that's why it's really important to have this kind of guide. And I hope it helps people. If you want to check it out, I've got it all up there in my blog post on arewenearlytheryet.net. And you can find out lots of other things like the top 10 things to do with your kids. You know, if you're at home or if you want to go and do activities or day trips, it's all up there. And your favorite type of thing, Trina, as well, is up there. Holidays. When are we going to go and get to go on holiday next? I don't know, but there, it's all up.
If ever we get to go again. Lovely. Well, listen, Siobhan, thanks so much. Maybe we'll catch up with you next week and find out how things went.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Cheers.
Bye. See you again.
See you. Bye. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.